We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
During this time of quarantine.
Great uncertainty. I can't hear that enough.
These unprecedented times.
Oh, my God. If I hear that again.
What's better than the machine?
Oh, the savior of your sanity. I'm telling you, man. Jump online, find the podcast. Get online, find all the specials, because it really will keep you sane, man.
Born November 3rd in Tampa, Florida, he is a stand-up comedian who has starred in his own Comedy Central special, Comfortably Dumb, his Showtime special, The Machine, and the Netflix special, Secret Time, as well as starring in such shows as Hurt Burt and Burt the Conqueror. His latest Netflix special, Hey Big Boy, is streaming on Netflix now. You can listen to his Burtcast podcast. For his other podcast with Tom Segura, Two Bears, One Cave, as well as keeping up with him through his website, BurtBurtBurt.com. Please welcome, comedian and friend of the show, Bert Kreischer.
Oh, how are we holding up, Mr. Kreischer?
Oh, we're holding up.
Still in there, family still together, you guys are still married?
Yeah, I had three drinking days in a row this weekend.
Oof, yes. Yes. Any mistakes made?
Yes, one. One, I'll tell you what my biggest mistake was having a conversation with Bill Burr about women on Sunday morning.
Oh. And that leads you through the rest of the day, kind of sets your attitude right?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden I'm waiting to get teamed up on, right?
Right.
I'm locked and loaded. Next thing you know, I tell everyone we're going to go for a jog in the morning on the ride home. And all of a sudden, my daughters are like, I don't want to go for a jog. And I light up. You guys team up on me. This is exactly what Bill said it was going to be. I didn't say that, but it was not. I had to go to each of them yesterday morning and go, listen, I want to apologize. I was not fair in the fighting with you guys. And I fought with everyone. I fought with them all three at the same time. It was horrible.
Maybe you are getting ganged up on. Maybe that is really happening. Maybe you're not crazy.
I am getting ganged up on, but it just wasn't then.
By the way, I saw the picture you sent Jake, son of you, in Speedos or underwear. I'm not sure what it was.
It was Speedos. I was in Speedos all day yesterday.
Dude, have you seen this picture?
Yes, of course I've seen this picture.
I was like, that's fantastic. By the way, you look good, my friend. You look like you've been working out and lost a little weight.
I'm running like crazy. I haven't drank. I think we've been in quarantine 71 days. I've only drank probably 8 days, three of them in a row this weekend. But I went for a run yesterday morning. I got 300 pounds of ice delivered to my house, and I polar plunged all day. So I had a great day.
Polar plunged all day. Is that right?
See, I went for a bike ride with my girls. Almost got hit by a car. Oh. The guy that it's his responsibility to be using his brakes. Mm-hmm. And it was a great weekend.
What have you discovered about your family that you didn't know before?
What did I discover about my family that I didn't know before? Yeah. My daughter Isla would make an amazing vampire.
Okay.
She has not left her room this entire quarantine. The kid dresses like she sells weed in college. She's in sweatshirts and sweatpants all day long. I'm ready to get on the road. I've got a tour. I've planned the tour. I haven't announced it yet, but I'll tell you about it. I don't even know if I'm coming through you, by you guys.
I keep watching your dates, and it's sad because you're doing that thing where, like, as a date gets closer, if you're not going to be able to make it, then it falls off the calendar. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you're just waiting for that day where you see it, it's on. And you're like, great. And I know we got to be careful. I get all that. But just like everybody else, we're straining at the ropes trying to get out there.
I'm doing a tour. I haven't not announced it, but I will tell you. I'm doing a tour, 4 cities, drive-in movie theaters.
Oh, brilliant. We talked about this idea about a month ago, right as the Rolling Stone article came out. And I was like, that's it? That's how you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, Bert, I look, let's get a Kansas City one down.
I will. I'll tell you right now. The day we went into quarantine, I called my agent. I said, get me a drive-in movie theater. And he was like, I think that's the dumbest idea. And then all of a sudden he called and he's like, hey, I had a drive-in movie theater reach out to me in Colorado. Are you serious? And I was like, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
So I am taking a tour bus from L.A., I think, to North Carolina, then Oklahoma, then Indianapolis, then Colorado. And I'm just going to – and by the way, they're not even – because it's drive-in movie theater, it's like we're doing a Wednesday night, a Tuesday night. Like, they're just off nights. So I can't wait. Dude, I'm so excited. Because for me, it's like everything – if anything – I've learned in this quarantine is that I haven't wasted anything. Like, if there's a banana that looks like it's going bad, I eat it. Like, you don't waste anything because you don't have to go to the store to to replenish things. And I feel that way with our country. Like, I get so excited to go, I don't want to go to Europe. I don't want to go to Asia. I don't want to go to Russia. I want to go to, like, Oklahoma. I want to go to the Ozarks. I want to go to, like, Miami. Like, I miss traveling in this country, and I'm super excited to do this tour because I feel like I've been listening to John Cougar Mellencamp all weekend, thinking, like, this is Americana. This is like the opening scene of The Outsiders.
All right,
like,
listen. When you're being inspired by John Cougar Mellencamp, we're going to have to get you out. We got to, man, because you just went Little Pink Houses, man. Like, we got to get you out.
Yeah, I've been listening to John Cougar Mellencamp all weekend.
Little story about Jack and Diane. Mm. Two American kids, you know, growing up in the Heart Lane.
That's one of the best drum fills in the business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it, man.
So let it rock. Let it roll.
I didn't want to come in and ruin it.
No. I got lost. I got lost in America.
It is going to be great. I love the idea of seeing Bert Kreischer. I love seeing you in a drive-in in your car where you're drinking, you're mixing your own cocktails. It's so odd and weird. I think that would be one of those, like, really great, super weirdo laugh moments where you'd really enjoy the night.
I think so, too. I think it's perfect for my fans. It's like you pull up, you tailgate. You get there at, like, 7, right?
Right.
You grill up some dogs. Show starts at 8. Sun drops at 8:15. I get on stage just when it gets dark. You hear me in your car stereo. I'm so excited I can't even tell you.
Yeah. How many people are going to be getting down a little dirty in their car, and a laugh is going to bust out right while some girl's mouth-hugging you?
Oh, I already guessed. DUIs are going to be through the roof, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right? Oh, speaking of mouth-hugs, so your buddy, Tom Segura, that you do Two Bears, One Cave, I'm listening to this podcast, him and his wife and Tommy Lee. When Tommy Lee just busts out his dude-on-dude hot sex stuff, I'm like, what are you talking about, Tommy? Like, what are you saying right now?
Sex with dudes?
Yeah, did you not hear that with Segura?
No.
Oh, so, well, I have to get you the clip. So just this clip here. They're talking about sex, and Tommy Lee's wife is with him, and she's kind of, she's really jumping into the conversation for some unknown reason, but Tommy's like, does this, he's banged this, he's banged that, he's banged this, he's banged that, but what he hasn't done is this. And then, and that's, is that Tom's wife he does the podcast with as well?
Yeah, here.
Just
blowjobs. Have you given or received one from him? Yeah.
Here she goes. I knew we were going to go here.
What? I'm genuinely curious. That's a yes, obviously. So what's the story? I mean, yeah.
Well, there was no story. Let's just file that under experimentation.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
Wow. Man, I, you know what? I look, hats off to him. Anyone out there that's comfortable enough to be able to go that, but I can't. I've never been able to do that, and I do not. I think I'm just old school in that. That blows me away. I remember the first time ever hearing Perry Farrell was like hooked up with dudes. Right. I was reading the magazine. I was like, I'm gonna have to revisit my relationship with Jane's Addiction. I did not know this was the music I was listening to. But I was like, that was back. This was when I was
because it was weird.
In college. But I don't know, man. Hats off to him. I have friends that do that. That like hook up with dudes and chicks and. I don't know.
I don't think Tommy's bi. I think he was bored. I think he's done so much weird stuff with his
dick. I think he just partied his balls off. I have no problem with it whatsoever. I could not do that. I sincerely could not do that. I couldn't even be two guys, one girl. That's not me. That's like, I'm pretty meat and potatoes.
Can do that.
I need it to be me, my wife, same position. Then we switch. Then it's my turn. Like, I am not. That's crazy. Oh. What was Segura's reaction? I know Segura, and he's never been with a dude.
No, it's just funny because I think he's did so much weird stuff. He just did it. He was like, I got nothing else. I've done everything else. There's nothing left else to do. Like I said, I don't think he's bi. I think he's bored. Yeah, well, listen, here's my thing. I'm your average American hypocrite. I want my girlfriend to bring home another girl, and I want to get it on. And then if she was like, what about a guy? I'd be like, no, hell no, I don't want that. And I'll be honest with you. I think about, and it's obviously, you know, your sexuality, I don't believe is really, it's not a choice. It's just how you're born. No. It's just how you are. Like, I think about how many times a day I think about a vagina. And I think how much I consumed my life, all the poor decisions, the money, the terrible moments, the crying, everything. And you go, I couldn't. There's no change out. And that being said, if I think about like oral sex, like fellatio really is like, it'll gross me out, and I won't ask her to do it. I'll be like, okay, you don't have to do that anymore. That's so bad. Like, don't even do that to me anymore. Because what I'm asking you for is about.
I have a lot of friends that straight up, not even experiment. It's just they go back and forth. I think it's cool that you can be that comfortable in your own skin and not really care, and just I guess it's not even comfortable in your own skin. It's just what you want to do. You know,
sure. Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
I'm just not that guy.
It's Tommy Lee. And that's why it's freaky, because think about it.
It's the same way you hear about a vegan where you're like, I don't know how you can do that.
Yeah.
Like, I got to have meat in my mouth.
Experimentation. But it's the fact that it's Tommy Lee, who is such, I mean, they are the, you know, that's always been the joke, right? Like, I mean, that's so over the top with chicks, the dirt, the book, the movie, girls, and a boy. It's just...
Well, think about Jagger, Bowie, Marlon Brando.
Were all like, but they were all kind of, Ziggy Stardust was always, you know, sexually ambiguous. And those guys, there was a weird coolness, to, I guess, that they thought it was to that. And so that was very accepted and cool. And again, it's fine. But he is in the band that were the poster child for boobies and
you got to expect it with Tommy Lee. He's just done everything. I just rewatched him and Pam's sex tape the other day. And I guess you just get to a place where you're like, you know, I got to try everything. He did it with drugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't he try it with sex?
Yeah. Well, the thing I remember watching that video the first time, there's three dudes, and we're in the conference room here. I got a bootleg copy. And we watched it, and we're like, oh, my God, look at the size of his D. That thing's, he yonked a boat horn with it. And then by the end of the tape, two things I realized I realized there's no Mensa kids coming out of those two. And secondly, she had done enough sexually that she knew at the end to put sunglasses on to cover her eyes OSHA style.
Oh, yeah. God.
she'd been lobbed upon enough times she knew wear eye protection.
That is, he's got an impressive.
Everything.
That must be one soldier that took that job. He's an impressive man.
You know, I got him to sign that exact bootleg tape. He was in the studio doing Methods of Mayhem, and he's pretty sensitive about that. And
he's a great dude, man. Like I met him with his wife. I did his wife's podcast, and he was awesome, man. He hung out the whole time. He was a blast.
Dude, you know what? Every time he's been near and in the studio or whatever, couldn't be greater. When I was 16 years old, on the Theater of Pain tour, I knew these two girls that you know, would go backstage. So they bring me back there, and it's Motley Crue, Theater of Pain, and they have a real backstage area where they're really drinking. There's real, I mean, like old school. And he was super nice. I still have a picture of this old film picture of somebody at Snapchat. It's a little blurry, but it's me. I'm about, I couldn't have been 14 years old. He's got his arm around me. He took a Sharpie and drew the two marks on the side of my face. And, you know, big smile, and really was in the middle of all the drugs and the drinking and the girls, saw the one super fan and came over, nerded with me for a minute, and then went about his way. Couldn't have been a nicer guy.
He's a blast, dude. Yeah, that makes total sense. Now you think about it, you're like, he's done everything there is. Why wouldn't he try that?
Yeah, just bored. And I'm like, okay. I just couldn't believe he just he's at that place in his life where he's like, oh, sure. I popped a couple in my mouth. I'm like, wow, you are feeling very open and courageous these days, Thomas.
I'm just such a, like, I'm so tame sexually that, any of that just escapes me. I couldn't imagine even getting put in that situation.
Now, T-Bone, like, now T's, like, he swings. You know, there are
a bunch of dudes in a room.
Oh, dude, T, our producer, he's been a swinger for 15, 18 years, and he will London Bridge with his wife in the middle.
I could not do that. I could not do that.
No, I'm a straight hypocrite. I want to have sex with two girls at the same time, but there's no chance I'm going to poke and choke my girl. That's just not going
to
happen.
I don't want to have sex with two chicks at the same time. That's what's crazy about me is, like, I couldn't even do that. Like, if my wife's like, do you want to invite a girl in the bedroom? I was like, no, it's going to change everything. All of a sudden, you're going to go, oh, you're looking at her a little more, aren't you? Like, and you're going to realize that when we wake up in the morning, I'm going to look at you differently. That I've only been with six women total. And so, like, my brain is very, it's not healthy, but it's not like, I'm not that adventurous that way.
All right. But like, how's your porn intake been during quarantine?
Oh, zero. I'm living in the house with my wife and my kids.
You haven't snuck off?
No time myself.
Are you kidding?
None. Our sex life has been really good, though. Like, we've been putting it down pretty heavy.
That's great. I feel terrible about myself. My drinking's off the chart. I've eaten my own weight in Uncrustables. I'm goddamn looking at Pornhub three times a day.
I am murdering food. I'm running like crazy. I'm running like 7 miles a day. But I am murdering food. My sleep has been amazing. I drank these last 3 days. I drank in a row just because I was like, I wanted to feel something again. I wanted to get up and have a cocktail in the morning. Like, that was yesterday. But for the most part, I haven't drank at all this whole quarantine. I haven't smoked any cigars. Haven't smoked any weed.
God.
And I only hooked up with one dude.
Like, dude, we've got to get a Kansas City date for the drive-in theaters. I know that you're going to do those four, but let's add another one to it. It'll sell out guaranteed instantly. Everybody's aching to get out to laugh. And I'm telling you guys, if you haven't seen Big Boy or gone back to Secret Time or any of the others, you got to do it and listen to the podcast, Two Bears, One Cave. It stands Secret Time and Big Boy stand the test of time. It's an incredible way to pass an hour and a half, and it really does equalize everything. You feel genuinely better after you sit and laugh, a genuine laugh, like an all by yourself laugh will make your whole day change, man. And there's no doubt that the key to this is humor and laughing at everything.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, me and Tom's podcast, we're still doing it live. We've been safe and socially distant this whole time. It's been great, man. These podcasts have been paying the bills,
dude,
this quarantine.
What a gift Segura is. Go find his stuff. Like, you guys, you are brothers from another mother. You're that's what makes that Two Bears, One Cave so good, is he's completely fearless as well.
He makes me laugh so hard. He called me the other day, and he texts me, and he goes, just play along with me. And then he calls me and he goes, so, sir, do you mind dropping off the surprise? And I went, yeah, I'll drop it off. And he goes, okay. And if Ellis isn't a good boy, then you won't drop it off, right? And I went, no, you text me and let me know. If he's not being a good boy, I won't drop off the surprise. He's like, all right, thank you. That's all I wanted to make sure. And then he hears him and says that it was fun. Hey, did you hear that? He said he wouldn't drop it off. He's like, I heard it.
You're scarring children for each other.
Yeah, he's the best, man. That podcast, a blast. He makes me giggle harder than anyone.
Dude, this is just a weird time, and I hate the fact that I just realized you have used this for really great things. Like, you're in great shape, you're running, you've curtailed drinking and weed and everything. You're getting in better shape, getting prepared for the future to explode out of this like a rocket. And I'm literally over there wondering how many seconds I have to microwave an Uncrustable so it doesn't freeze in my mouth.
I burned my mouth so bad on Uncrustables, hot Uncrustables. You have no idea. I have put hot lava into my throat where you start swallowing it and it's burning your throat. You're like, oh, God, this is going to burn my stomach.
I went digging through drawers and found old drugs and took them.
I want a cigar so bad you have no idea. That is what I really want. I have three boxes of cigars, and I want a cigar so bad. But I'm going back on the wagon today. No booze, starting today. And then I'm going to go to the beach with the girls this weekend. And I'll probably maybe drink a little bit this weekend. I wish I could eat an edible. I'd love to eat an edible. But it's weird being higher on your kids.
Oh, yeah. I could listen. I can't be high near anybody in my family. I can't take psychedelics if I'm going to go out into the public in my own town. I can't have people. I don't want to interact. I can take them in other cities or other situations, or I can stay home, which, by the way, I found some pills. And I was like, they were clear and there was powder in them. I'm like, man, I'm pretty sure I forgot about these and it's MDMA, but I'm not 100% sure. And I without even thinking, I took it anyway. I was like, that is not, by the way, it did turn out to be MDMA, but I was amazed at my willingness to go down that road and just see how it all turned out.
You don't want to waste it.
Yeah.
I tried to take my blood pressure medicine the other morning, and I accidentally took a Xanax, and I was like, eh, same, same. My blood pressure is going to be low today. I'm going to take a nap.
By the way, thank you for the kind words with that when you were doing Cummins, Dan Cummins, and in his podcast. His time suck has turned out so good, and he is such an incredibly curious and fun guy to talk to, man. Like, he is my spirit animal, man. That guy... He is so curious about the great weird stuff that it's a joy to hang out with him.
He's the proof that, like, you don't. We were talking about this on the podcast, but not everyone has to be Kevin Hart. You can just make a great living and love what you do, and have an office and create great product and put content out there with that people enjoy. Time Suck's an amazing podcast.
Well, I mean,
it's crazy. You look at these guys now; they've just avoided. Netflix and HBO and Comedy Central all together, and Mark Norman and Sam Morrell that are putting their podcast, they're putting their hour specials on YouTube, and they're killing it. They're getting millions of views, and their tour numbers are going up. All it is just making sure people can hear you do what you do. That's it. You don't need the big money from the networks and stuff. You can just put out cool content. People will find it, and then they'll come see you live, and that's all we want.
Yeah, dude, listen, I fully expect Two Bears, One Cave to get picked up by Spotify, just like Joe Rogan.
Hey, don't think Tom and I haven't thought about that and talked about that nonstop this past week.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's viable. And you guys, there's certain top shows, like you and Rogan and Cummins. There's certain shows that are just so good and so compelling, and people love it, that, you know, that's the new world. And it's going to be great because you can do and say exactly what you meant to say. You're not shackled by anything, and that's either going to be your savior or your great undoing.
Well, it's going to be my great undoing.
Yeah.
Because the problem is that you talk so much. Like, I mean, I've said so much stuff on Two Bears, One Cave that, like, you're like, and you get done, you're like, hey, wait, should we take that out? And then you're like, yeah, that's not what we do. We leave everything in.
Right.
And so it's like I'm a moron. Like, no one should listen to anything I say. If you're offended by something I said, yeah, right. And then call me and be like, hey, man, you're a moron. And I'll go, yeah, you're right about that. Like, yeah. I'm not like an expert. I don't know anything. I drink too much. I have weird relationships with people. I'm weirdly intimate, but I keep people at arm's length. I'm like I'm a broken dude. So if you hear me on Two Bears, One Cave say anything, and I laugh at horrible things, like horrible things make me laugh. So, like, I am the worst person to be talking for 2 hours every week
And that,
but
to
for
me,
some reason, it works.
It's great. That's because that's the human condition. That's all of us, if we could drop it and really just lay it out there. And that's, you know, over this 25 years, 26 years doing this, yeah, you get away with a lot, but it takes, people know you. Like, if they listen to you enough, Bert, they know your sense of humor. They know where your true boundaries lie, like what, where your heart lies, how you really feel about things. And that's what people have to consider. If you take a soundbite out of anybody's day, you can make them sound like terrible people. But if you know who everybody is.
From this interview, I can sound like, I sound like a horrible person.
Oh,
but
sure.
Even, you know, it's, you're right, is that everything I do, the one intention I have is I want people to feel as good as I feel. I feel pretty awesome every day,
right.
And I would never want to hurt someone or have someone feel bad. And I know that that's my intention whenever I make comedy, is I want everyone to leave. I don't want anyone feeling less than human. So I laugh at horrible stuff sometimes. I say horrible stuff, but my intention is just to, in fun. Like, it's always in fun. But yeah, Segura and I, he said something one time on the podcast that's a hate word. And right. It just made me laugh. And I fell out of my chair laughing because I didn't expect to hear it. And I was like, God, man, am I a bad person? Like, I texted him, and he's like, no, I'm the person that said it. And I was like, I know, but, like, we just look like two horrible old white guys laughing like it's 1950. And he's like, nah, you're fine.
Yeah. Well, it's listen, again, it's all about intent and who somebody is. It's, you can hear if there's anger and hatred. And if we don't laugh at ridiculous stuff and offensive stuff, then you're just lost forever. That's, I mean, you got to forget it. You got to stop being offended by everything. Certain things offend me as well, but it's hatred and anger and diminishing and really trying to crush somebody and that kind of a thing. I don't believe in microaggressions. That to me is insane. So I don't subscribe to any of it, and you don't back up at all. And that's why you're doing everything you're doing now, Birds, because you are honest. And people, again, can hear your heart, man.
I mean, if you just look at yesterday, I'm in a Speedo, I'm polar plunging into a tub of 300 pounds of ice in front of my daughters and my wife in a Speedo, like, and I'm drinking. Like, that's not a good parent. Like, I'm not.
I'd say that's a great parent.
I'd say it is too.
I'm like, let's take a bike ride, guys. And my wife's like, hey, you know you can get a DUI riding a bike. And I was like, oh, those don't count. She goes, no, they count. They take you just to jail the same way. And I was like, no, they don't. She's like, no, they do. And so I was like, well, let's walk this bike home.
Come on, can they really take you to jail on a bicycle?
They can take you on a horse. They can take
I had
you
a full
everything.
Cocktail. I had a full skinny margarita. And I was like, she was like, you better, if you want to get on a main street, big boy, you better murder that. And I was like, done and done, son.
I'm out there George Jonesing it on my riding lawnmower. Just, I got a whole water bottle of, like, this is how white trash I am. I literally put my whiskey in a water bottle so it wouldn't spill. I had a lid.
Yeah.
And I'm out there on my zero turn radius mowing 5 acres like George Jones going to the liquor store.
Oh, I make cups. I love the cups that you get, like, at a barbecue restaurant, those 32-ounce plastic cups that you take home and then you can use for the rest of your life.
Right.
So I make them. I have one that has one of my jokes on it, whiskey something Glock dog. And I make them just so that I have them in the house, and I was drinking one of those yesterday. I love those. 32-ounce skinny margarita. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to make me want to drink today.
One of my other favorite things about Bert is the fact that he is such a very open-minded, non-judgmental, truly good human being, and he loves guns too, which makes other people crazy because it doesn't fit in what their mold of what you're supposed to be is, right? And
I'm not brand friendly.
No, and I love it. By the way, have you bought any new guns?
No. I just reached out to. I saw the gun. I was watching Pulp Fiction, and this is what's wrong with me: is I see a gun in a movie, and then I'm like, yo, I need a pearl-handled something, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I called my arms dealer yesterday. I was like, I need something pearl-handled. And he goes, I gotcha.
I gave my buddy Jeremy, he gave me a beautiful gift when I turned 50. He gave me a Desert Eagle 50 and a really nice plaque and a presentation box. And it was really incredible. So his 45th birthday was coming up. And I was like, man, this guy's, he's a production guy. He's a fabricator. He does everything from all the rock concerts to Indianapolis to NASCAR to the Super Bowl parade. He creates things with his team. So I got two 1911 Kimbers, and I had, and this other guy at 36 Degree made these books. One's called Love, and one's called Kindness. They're incredible look. They look like old volumes. You open them up, and there's a cutout, looks like in the pages for the 45. And the inside of the one says, of Love, says, disarm them with love. And the other one, when you open it, says, and kill them with kindness. And then both of them are engraved with love on one side, and then the other one has kindness engraved on it. So you get to kill people with love and kindness.
That is great.
Childish.
Oh, man.
Childish. So childish.
Yeah, I'm an anomaly. I don't fit in any hole, because I do love guns, but I'm like, I was telling my wife, I'm super liberal. I'm really liberal when I dream. You'd be shocked how liberal I am when I dream.
All right, I'm in.
I almost had sex with an elephant the other day.
See, I'm a pussy. Like, that's it. I love guns, but I don't hunt. And so I'll get up. I'll realize at 9 o'clock at night I haven't fed my ducks. Jump in my Jeep, drive the 15 minutes to the land, unlock the gate, get the food, go down to the pond. The poor ducks are already asleep. They're like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "You have to eat, otherwise it'll be 12 more hours before I can get out here." So I mean, it's nonstop. We're just you just are the way we are.
Oh, I woke up with a panic attack last night at 2:30 in the morning, and went out to the couch, got my dog, brought her into the bed, and I was like, "Hey, we need to cuddle." My dog must have looked at me like what kind of K-hole are you going into that you woke me up?
Yeah, that's right. You know, all right, yeah. Listen, I really do want to do a Kansas City date.
Yeah, I'll call my agent today. If anyone owns a drive-in movie theater, hit me up. Or if you have like a minor league baseball park. I think I'm bringing the stage with me. I'm bringing a bus that has the stage attached to it.
Oh, those are great. By the way, I have a friend. In fact, the same guy gave the 45 to us. He's got a semi that literally you drive it up into place, the sides open, and it's a stage. It's like a full band could play up there, and then the sides fold back up again, and you drive away on it.
I think that's what we have. I think we're getting one of those.
All right.
I'm not sure.
If anything falls through, let me know. I got a guy.
Awesome, brother. I love you. Thank you, guys.
Love you, man. Take care, Bert. The great Bert Kreischer. Don't forget, check it out, man. Big Boy, Secret Time, everything else, BertBertBert.com, and of course, 2 Bears, 1 Cave. Hold on a second, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.